What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The endorsed conservative candidate, also running in the GOP primary, Dennis Hoban. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, obviously, we've talked to the two other candidates and want to start with the news of the week, which was the Westwood Country Club property being taken over by the county. This is a property that sat, you know, vacant for over a decade. The town just let it sit there. Now the county's in charge. What are your thoughts on it and the way it's been handled?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I was kind of surprised that we learned about all this just a few days ago, because the town had passed a resolution to have more transparency. Actually, it was Deputy Supervisor Sean Lavin that passed the resolution, or put it forth rather, and then the board voted on it. And then just a few days ago, we found out that for a year now, the town of Amherst has been talking to Erie County about giving away, you know, the Westwood Country Club. So that came as quite a surprise to me. But the details are in the devil, or the devil rather, are in the details. We don't really know all the facts about what's going on with this deal, you know. Brian Culpa mentioned on a radio show earlier that it's kind of like a lease. So I would like to know what this kind of like a lease is going to cover. Is that going to cover the bond? Because Amherst bought this property for $7.8 million. And, you know, we'd like to get that money back, I would think. I don't think the taxpayers should have to subsidize Erie County. We have to remember that Amherst is a township. It's not a charity. So I think if Erie County wants to take this over and build an 18-hole golf course, is which what I would recommend, and other, you know, amenities, then I think that all of Erie County should help to pay for that. I don't think it should be Amherst. If you remember a few years ago, Amherst built a training center for the Amherst Police Department, but it's possible that some other law enforcement agencies in Erie County use that. I'm not absolutely positive about that, but the facility costs $5 million. It's over on Bailey Avenue. And if there's other entities of law enforcement in Erie County that use it, then it's actually the residents of Amherst that have paid for that facility. And I don't want that to happen with this Westwood Country Club. I don't want Amherst to have to foot the bill for this $8 million and have, you know, all the residents in Erie County use it. So that's how I feel about that. If they're going to pay us a lease, the lease should cover the bond.
You know, Dennis, obviously projects have been a big topic with Amherst. You heard me talk about it with Sean Lavin, talked about it with Dan Gagliardo. So, I mean, naturally, I have to drive down Sheridan to the Station 12 property that, you know, it's, let's be honest, it's an eyesore right now. It's not what it was to be. Obviously, the developer, according to reports, is going to finish the project. If you were supervisor, Dennis, Would the town step in? How would the town have handled these last 5 years?
Well, you have to remember, first of all, I've lived in the town of Amherst my entire life. I'm very familiar with that area. When I was a kid, I used to go into that Alice's Kitchen all the time when I was 18, 19 years old. And I know right across the street is where Station 12 is. That was built by private, you know, developers. I believe that they did originally have, you know, that all rented out. But that a lot of those rentals, those leases fell through, companies, businesses moved to other locations in the town. And, we have to open up communications, with businesses. If I were the supervisor, I would have a, communications with the businesses and developers that would want to do things in the town and, you know, encompass a lot of the, you know, the problems that we have and come up with solutions. Station 12 is just one of those. We've got, you know, situations at the Boulevard Mall. Obviously, we just had a huge industry. This Ingram Micro just moved out of Amherst, and they're going to be located in the city now, I believe. We've got a lot of empty businesses, you know, where over on Farber Lakes and SJ Road, where, you know, there's big, huge office buildings are up for sale. And so we need to, you know, get with the business communities and have communications with them and work on that. You know, the town should facilitate businesses because that's a big part of our tax base. Not only, you know, homes where we're collecting property taxes, but also all these businesses, we know, have to remember that they're paying taxes too, you know. So it's important that, you know, they thrive, and so we can get that tax money. And but, you know, one of the problems is with the people that are running the town now, it's one party rule, and they it's just not working. They're not doing a good job for us. They're spending an incredible amount of our tax money, and they're not rebuilding infrastructure, and they're not providing services like we used to get. I mean, I grew up in Snyder, and I know that the services when I was a kid were fantastic because my parents would talk about it all the time. And now, you know, people tell me all the time, you know, the services are not as good as they were. And I'm not blaming the workers because we have great workers in the town of Amherst. I'm blaming the leadership down at town hall. Those people are not doing their jobs. The people on the board, I know for a fact.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
They're not doing their jobs. Because I go to all these meetings. When they raised our property taxes 11.4%, I swung into action. I started making up signs. I got the word out. I sounded the alarm because so many people that live in the town of Amherst, they had no clue what was going on. They didn't even realize that our property taxes were going up 11.4%. So I started going to these meetings, and I was shocked. I was appalled at how they treated us, the residents, and I was shocked at how they were spending our money. And they're still spending our money very unwisely. And I heard my opponent earlier, you know, talk about, you know, the 3 minutes that we get to speak and, you know, and the Amherst Town Board meetings. Well, I almost had a laugh. I mean, he did sound pretty good. He's a good talker. I got to give him that much. But I'll tell you what, I've only missed 3 meetings in the last year and a half at the Amherst Town Board, and I've only seen him at 3 meetings. So you tell me, you know, where he's been. He's only lived here for 12 years, you know, and he tells me that the Democrat Party left him. I don't believe that either, you know. I'm sorry, but I don't want to go negative here, but I'm a little suspect of, you know, how much we should believe. So, you know, did that answer your question, Joe?
Yeah, I want to move. Now, I think if I remember correctly, you're in the area of this Amherst project. You talk about going to the town meetings and this project in Snyder on Main Street where they tore down the plaza and they're putting up an apartment complex. I remember I did a show where we had multiple people calling in saying we don't want this in our neighborhood. You know, we've been trying to have a conversation with the town supervisor. We were supposed to have a back and forth with him and callers that never took place. But what are your thoughts on a project like that? Do you think Amherst did not listen to the residents, or do you feel it's something they should have gone forward with?
Well, that property was purchased by Benderson. I grew up in Snyder, so I'm very familiar with that area. Benderson bought that property. They raised it very quickly. I was kind of surprised at how fast they took it down. I know there were some problems when they demolished the building. The residents were not happy about that. I know that they demolished a garage in the back that they weren't supposed to. There was a lot of things that were done that were not quite right. I don't believe they communicated, the town or the developer communicated very well with the residents. Actually, my grandmother used to live on Chateau Terrace, so I know that area. Anyway, the communication was not there. It's unfortunate. This board, once again, the leadership of this town, they seem to turn a blind eye to, you know, the developers and let them do whatever they want to do. We need development in this town. We need common sense, though. And, you know, we got to work together. The residents have to work with the town in communicating with us. But the developers, you know, they got to toe the line, too. They can't just do whatever they want to do. You know, it's all got to make sense in the end. And we can work together and we could do this. We could make this town back to the way it used to be. I've lived here my whole life and it really irks me, you know, to see how this town, the direction that this town is going in, it's terrible. And the amount of debt that we're in is unbelievable. The debt we're in now, we are over $220 million in debt. The next largest town, which is Cheektowaga, is $46 million in debt. But Cheektowaga, I mean, they're spending the money on infrastructure and services. We're spending it on buying old defunct country clubs, and we're buying old gun shooting clubs on Maple Road for $6 million. And we're building, we're selling properties for next to nothing, and then turning around finding out that, gee, the girls need softball diamonds. So, you know, the board borrows another $2 million and builds softball diamonds on property that we don't even own. I mean, we're building sports complexes tailor-made for private universities like Damon University over on Royal Parkway, and we're renting it back to them, leasing it to them for a dollar. We were going to build a theater on Westwood Country Club for $11 million and lease it to Musical Fair for a dollar a year. I mean, that's insanity. Who does that, you know? I actually collected 350 signatures for that permissive referendum myself. I was part of a grassroots group, and we stopped them from borrowing that $11 million. But we're not going to – if this deal with Westwood is not a good deal, I'm not sure we're going to be able to stop them. The only way we can stop these people is to vote in a guy like me that actually cares about this town. And that is the bottom line. I didn't come here 10 years ago and open up a couple restaurants. I've been here my whole life, Joe. I've been here my whole life. My friends live here. I own a house here that I built with my own hands. It took me 2 years. I built my own house in Williamsville. I live here. I love it here. My neighbors love me. Drive down my street and see how many Hoban signs are on my street. I mean, I really care about this town. We've got to do something about it. I got a little excited.
No, that's fine. I'm up against the clock, and I did want to ask you a same question I asked your primary opponent. And that is, you know, I remember Amherst when I was in middle school in 2000. George Bush won the kids' vote, right? Obviously, the politics of Amherst have changed. It's an all-Democratic town board. It's a Democrat supervisor who preceded a Democrat, succeeded. No, what's the word I'm looking for? Who was after a Democrat supervisor? You and Dan running this primary against each other, do you think that hurts the Republican chances in November?
Well, you know, sometimes it feels like, you know, there's nothing we can do, you know, to change the community, you know, but those in charge of the political parties, you know, what it turns out to be is that they have more power than we do, you know, and so exercising your right to vote is one of the things that we can do to enact change. You know, people can go down and vote in this primary, and they can either vote for me, which honestly, that I think that's the right way to go, or they can vote for my opponent, you know, and that's the bottom line, you know, is that that's what the primary is for. You're going to be able to, you know, affect change.
Hey, Dennis, I know we'll talk again during the campaign. I should have asked your opponent this, but I'm going to ask you, and then I'll ask him another time. Would you be open to having a primary debate with your primary opponent?
Sure.
All right. There it is. Dennis Hoban,
Who would run that debate?
Well, I mean, you guys would have to agree on the moderator. I was just wondering if we could use the platform
here. The radio station would be involved in that. I just wondered.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, you guys would have to agree, but something we can hopefully consider. Dennis Hoban, he is running on the conservative ticket and running in the GOP primary. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.